to the top. Give me a break, I'm looking forward. Get behind me, pull out every stop. I want a happy ending, I'm tired of pretending. Won't let them get the best of me.
Whoa, whoa.
Kimasabi.
Hey, this new shirt you got me, seems small. You sure it's an extra large?
Yeah, but so is that pie you had for lunch.
Well, it feels tight.
Oh, Chief, it's just your imagination.
I don't know. When I raise my arm to comb my hair, I mean like this. Oh, for the love of... What am I going to do now? It's too late to change.
Chief, you'll be fine. Just don't raise your hands when you have to go to the bathroom.
Hi, girls.
We're ready, Dad.
Oh, Samantha, honey, you look beautiful in that dress.
It's one of Julie's.
Well, I hope you thanked her.
What for? She rented it to me. I hate dresses. When I walk, I always feel this draft.
Well, don't worry, honey. Your father's got the same problem.
Dad, how come you're taking your gun off? Aren't all the other cops wearing theirs?
No, this is an awards dinner, not a gunfight at the OK Corral.
Oh, Dad, do me a favor tonight and don't seat me next to Captain Lucchese, okay?
Why not? He's very fond of you.
Yeah, I know. He's always pinching my cheek. And it's always when I have soup in it.
Where's Julie? We're running late.
Here I am.
Hey, Julie, you look sensational.
She better. That's $12 worth of hairspray.
I thought looking nice was the least I could do for my father, who was receiving the Law Enforcement Officer of the Year award.
Well, thank you, honey.
That's not what she told me.
Sam.
She said she hopes when some cute cop sees her, she'll start his motor running.
Samantha.
And he'll commit a moving violation.
I'm gonna kill you.
Don't. She'll bleed all over your dress.
Ah, come on, enough of that. We gotta be moving.
Oh, yes. Bert and Lucille will be here any moment now.
Where are you going tonight now?
Nowhere in particular, Miss Katie. Just out.
Really?
I heard you and Lucille talking and laughing and giggling on the phone a little while ago. Like you were planning a real wild evening.
Okay. I'll tell you the truth. I have nothing to hide. I am going to a nightclub to see some male exotic dancers.
Wait a minute. You mean you're going to one of those strip joints where the guys take off their clothes?
Yep.
But when I invited you to my awards dinner, you said you were visiting a sick friend.
I am. Bertha is sick of looking at television.
So while I'm getting an award as Law Enforcement Officer of the Year, you're going to be sitting in a sleazy X-rated clip joint. How's that going to look?
Pretty good. I got front row seats.
Aren't you going to be embarrassed to be seen in a place like that?
Why? I ain't taking off my clothes.
Come on, girls.
Bye.
Bye.
Have fun.
Bye.
Suppose someone you know sees you there.
Chief, it doesn't matter. It's perfectly clean, healthy fun. It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
Thank you.
Nobody's here. Let's get to work.
What a dump. This is going to be a waste of time.
I don't know. You never can tell.
I can tell. I ran away from a home that was better than this.
Will you take care of the downstairs? I'll work up here. Find anything?
Yeah, a thousand things. I got a busted alarm clock, a busted TV, and a needlepoint frame that says Nell, Born to Boogie.
Yeah, but there's a stereo upstairs, so come on up and give me a hand.
You girls better get on up to bed. You got school tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. It's almost 10:30. I can hardly keep my eyes open.
Dad, can't we just stay up till 11? Maybe they'll have your award on the news.
Samantha, this was just a little police dinner. I hardly think it's going to make the news.
Well, it should. How often do you see a policewoman coming out of a cake?
You know, Daddy, you really shouldn't put down that award. I was really proud of what they said about you tonight.
Me too. And I thought it was really cute when you accepted the plaque with your napkin still tucked under your chin.
Dad, what's this sack doing here?
I don't know. It's probably some stuff Nell got together for the cleaners.
Yeah, I think we're getting cleaned all right. Nell's television set is in here.
Hi, nobody move.
What the hell is going on? What are you doing in my house?
We heard you was new on the block, and we're the welcome wagon.
I told you we were taking too much time.
Relax. I think that we can handle three kids and an old man.
Dad, are these guys what I think they are?
I'm afraid so, honey.
Okay, Miss America, get over here with the others.
Terrific. I spend 2 hours getting dressed, and she gets called Miss America.
Everybody sit down. Come on.
Come on.
Sit. Sit. Come on. Sit. Sit. Sit.
Now I know why dogs are so resentful of people.
What are we going to do now?
Dad, what are they going to do with us?
Now, I want you to listen to me very carefully. These guys aren't fooling around. That's a real gun. If we do exactly as they say and don't try anything foolish, nobody will get hurt. Understand?
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a plan.
Samantha, no plan.
I saw it on Hill Street Blues. I'll distract them by pretending I'm sick.
Quiet, Samantha.
And then you leap up with a karate chop and grab his gun.
No, Samantha.
Well, we could all rush them. They can only shoot two of us.
Where's he going?
I saw some rope in the kitchen. We're going to tie you people up and then we'll split.
How do we know you're not lying?
Hey, if you can't trust me, who can you trust?
We're going to call the cops as soon as we're out the door.
Oh, yeah? Well, my dad's a
creep. Hey!
She's getting the flu. I don't want it spreading. Look, we're cooperating, so would you mind putting that thing away? I mean, guns have a habit of going off accidentally.
All right, but everybody keep calm and move real slow.
Hope it goes off now.
You know, you got nicer legs than your sister.
Thank you.
Hurry it up, will you? We gotta get out of here.
Hi, Chief. Oh, I didn't know you had company. You're not the chief. Oh, sorry, I was looking for that naked Tupperware party. My mistake. Must be next door. Bye-bye. Be sick.
Hold it. You're not going nowhere, Tubby.
Tubby, are you talking to me?
Yeah, Tubby. Sit down.
Tubby is now sitting down.
No.
That's all right, Chief. It's my fault. I should have stayed for that second show.
Now, just try to stay calm. After they finish tying us up, they're gonna leave.
Nell? You're the one that's born to boogie?
You were in my room?
Yeah.
That's a shame. It's gonna take 50 pounds of airway to get your smell out of there.
You're not gonna get away with this.
Sure we will. It's gonna take you all a half hour to untie these knots. By then, we'll be long gone.
You won't be hard to find. All they have to do is look in the sewers.
I'm getting real tired of your lip, Tubby.
Would you rather me call you Turkey in sign language?
Nell's right. Wherever you go, my dad will track you down. You can't hide from the long arm of the law.
Samantha, quiet.
All he has to do is put out an APB.
Hey, wait a minute. You're a cop?
A cop?
He's not only a cop. He's chief of police. And he just won that trophy for Law Enforcement Officer of the Year. Even though they spelled his name wrong.
Well, that changes things a lot.
You guys are in big trouble.
You know, the kid's right. Him and his cop friends are not going to stop till they find us.
Oh, sure we will. I won't even remember what you look like.
Don't worry, Dad. I'll remember everything. That guy's even wearing one brown sock and one blue one.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah. We ain't got no other choice.
Let's get it over with. Turn the TV set on real loud.
Did you get the jewel, Chief? Did they get the jewels?
Jewels?
Yeah, Margaret's diamond ring and the $20 gold pieces.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Come on, Chief. These guys are no dummies. That, look, it's $20,000 worth enough for two people to go to Mexico and drink margaritas for years. Maybe you won't have to turn that TV on.
Wait a minute. Where does a cop come off getting that kind of money?
Honey, this man here is the real crook. You want to talk graft? This fat cat is into blackmail, bribery, extortion. He even got women on the streets.
All right. Where do you keep it?
He keeps it in the closet in a locked metal box.
Get it.
Me?
You.
Where's your key?
In my left-hand coat pocket.
Get it!
Are you sure you want to do this?
Hell no.
Look, can't we work out some...
I don't want to hear anything here from you!
Drop the shine or I'll go... Shoot! Now, which one of you called me Tubby? Get on my head! Turn around! Don't you move a muscle. I don't want to be mopping up no blood off this carpet.
You saved us! You did it, Nell! You
Honey,
did it!
Honey, save the
us.
Hug! Stop!
Samantha, come here and untie me, huh?
Robbers. Can't even tie a square knot.
Okay, now I got it. You can give me the gun.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm beginning to enjoy this. Call me Tubby now.
Nell.
Let me hear you say that now.
Nell.
Say that so I can clean out your ears with a lead Q-tip.
Nell, don't get too close.
Okay.
Samantha, run outside to the squad car. Phone the station on the radio. You know how to do it.
Right. cops here.
Just tell them what's going on and watch your language.
Right.
All right, you scumbuckets. Hands on the chairs. On the chairs! Move your feet back. Back.
Chuck, what are you going to do?
Got to frisk him.
Well, why don't we just take him in the toilet and flush him?
Untie the girls now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you girls okay?
I hope so. I think I swallowed my gum.
I know what you mean. When those guys wanted to turn on the TV, I thought to myself, how horrible to die while some guy sings, "Here's to good friends, tonight is kind of special."
I called on the radio. There's a squad car only a couple blocks away. I got to say 10-4 and everything.
Police chief's house. We picked a great place to hit.
Quiet, you two. No talking.
Yeah? What is this, a library?
Yeah. You want to check out a nightstick?
Brutality.
Samantha, you and Julie and Katie go on upstairs and see what they took.
Dad,
do what your father says, honey.
Okay. Hey, Julie, let's see if they found your Fredericks of Hollywood brochure underneath your mattress.
Placing you under arrest. You have the right to remain silent.
Wait. What are you doing?
I'm reading them their rights.
You mean they break into your house, tie up your kids, and threaten to kill us, and they got rights?
It's the law.
Gee, pardon me for saying this, but that law sucks.
If you give up the right to remain silent, anything you say can be used against you.
And if you open your mouth, I'm going to put a frying pan in it.
Dad, they broke our stereo.
You heard that? Let's kill them.
Chief, we got here as fast as we could.
Is everything all right?
Yeah, take them away. I'll be down later to file a complaint. Here, they're gone. And listen, try and keep this under your hat, will you?
It's a little too late, Chief.
Hello, Chief. This is Hamilton Storm, reporting live on Channel 6 On The Spot News. I'm standing here in the home of Chief Carl Konieczny, who we understand single-handedly apprehended two armed men who were burglarizing his home.
Are we going to be on TV?
Who are you, young lady?
I'm the one who called the cops.
I'm the one who didn't scream and who has the best legs.
Chief, can you tell us exactly what happened here tonight?
Well, that's hard to say. It all happened so fast.
I can. Mm-hmm. See, while Katie, Julie, and my dad were all tied up, Nell tricked the burglars and got my dad's gun.
You mean the chief of police was tied up in his own home?
Yeah. Well, he's not just chief of police. He's law enforcement officer of the year. See, the burglars hurt.
Poor child is so upset she doesn't know what she's saying.
Can you show our viewers the exact spot where they tied you up while the rest of your family was helpless?
I'll tell you exactly what happened. I'll tell you the truth. Here it is. You see, part of the chief's brilliant plan was to let them tie him up. Now, me and the girls here, we were not afraid. We were all right, weren't we, girls?
Right. Huh? Yes,
we were all right. You see, the chief was waiting to slip out of the ropes so then he could just jump all over them like a bad rash.
No.
Yeah, Chief, the truth has to be told. He saved my life. The man is my hero. He's a saint. The man should be head of the FBI.
Come on, Nell, stop it, huh? You don't have to cover up for me. I'm not ashamed of what happened here tonight. My daughter told you the truth.
So the chief of police and his family really were tied up.
Hamilton, you're on your bad side.
Oh, thank you. Excuse me a minute, please. That's fine? Okay. Take two. So the chief of police and his family really were tied up. Chief, I'm sure our viewers would like to know how you feel right now.
How do I feel? What the hell kind of a stupid question is that? How do you feel? How does it feel if you're tied up helpless while some piece of slime points a gun at your children? How does it feel if your family knows that it can never be safe in their own home again? I feel the same way you'd feel. A policeman on the other end of a gun is just as terrified as anybody else. They were going to kill us. And this woman risked her life to save us. She did a brave and wonderful thing, and we'll always be grateful. I think it's about time we face the truth. The police can't do everything. Everybody's got to help. There's a war going on. It's us and them. And I'm sorry to say right now, it looks as though they're the ones that are winning. You want to know how I feel? I'll tell you how I feel. I feel like crying.
Well, there you have it. A moving example of the human toll taken by runaway crime. And now to Helen Green in our Channel 6 telecopter for a report on a 17-car collision on the Ridge River Road. The fire engines are on the scene and the ambulances are on the way. It's a real doozy. Don't miss it. Okay, man, that's a wrap. Let's go. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Glad it's over.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but I could use a drink.
Can we have any tab?
Yeah, I could use a drink, too. How about you, Nell?
Oh, yeah, maybe a couple of drops.
Nell, you were magnificent. I don't know how you stayed so cool and calm while any second that guy could have turned around and blown your head off. Say when.
Do you realize those are real crooks? Do you realize those are real guns with real bullets? Do you realize they were going to kill me? Why didn't somebody say something?